friend, welcome to the Thriving Equine Professional. Are you wondering how to make connections to build a career in the equine industry? Not sure where to look for the support you'll need to land a dream job? Maybe you're feeling frustrated or stuck. Hey, I'm Jody. I was that girl with no clue how to navigate landing a great career in animal health, but I knew this is where I wanted to be. I look back and cannot believe the roles I've landed and the people I call friends. Inside this podcast, you will meet key connections, build your career confidence, and find the advice you may not know you need. So if you're ready to grow your career and thrive in a job that you are passionate about, you're in the right place. Get the ponies fed and fill those water buckets. It's time to grow, girl. Thrivers, do not miss out. There are two huge opportunities that I want to make sure you are taking advantage of. The first is Next Gen Equine Vet Med. So spring 2024, I'm hosting 5 locations for Next Gen Equine Vet Med. And that means if you are an undergraduate student with any interest in pursuing a career in or around the equine veterinary medicine industry, you need to be at one of these locations in the spring semester of 2024. So head on over to my website, www.jodyspeakslife.com. That's www.jodyspeakslife.com, and get yourself registered for one of our locations for spring 2024. You can choose from Nebraska, Georgia, Texas, Kentucky, or West Virginia. So head on over and get that done. Secondly, my calendar is filled for 2023 and I am booking for 2024. So if you are part of any organization that is looking for a dynamic, productive workshop based on communication and behavioral styles, you need to reach out to me today. I am having so much fun working with organizations around the country to really drive greater communication, collaboration, effectiveness, and productivity. So reach out today and let's talk about how I can help you and your organization succeed and exceed expectations and goals. So with that, let's get on with the show. Happy Thursday, Thrivers. When is the last time you did something for the first time? I'll ask that again. When is the last time, my friends, that you did something for the first time? So today, I want to check in on how we feel about doing hard things in order to make our lives easier or simpler. So doing hard things does make life easier or simpler. Maybe not today, but it certainly does in our overall journey, in where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. Really, what is our purpose in life? So I have 3 things that I want you to focus on today in order to really start to make your life simpler moving forward. Number one, I want to ask you about learning. So are you learning about yourself? Maybe not necessarily learning new skills, because we all know, whether you're in college or you go to work every day or you have a side hustle or whatever it is that we're doing in life, we're learning and we should be learning. But are we learning on purpose about ourselves? Are we learning to be a better Jody today than I was yesterday? Are you learning to be a better you than you were yesterday? Are you learning about how to interact with other people? Are you figuring things out in order to really push yourself to be stronger and wiser? So I want to challenge you to think about how you are doing hard things in order to learn more about yourself and other people. Because, friends, it really doesn't matter what kind of job we have, whether we have a very social job like sales, or do we have more of an individual or solo job, perhaps research or something like that. But when we really focus on, are we learning about ourselves and other people in order to be more effective, we know that we are doing the hard work today that ultimately makes our lives more simple and ultimately fulfilling. And so I challenge you to think about what it is that you want to do. Is it you want to start a new business? I did that this year, right? And so that's been really hard. And I know that ultimately it was on my heart. It is my mission. It is my purpose. It will continue to become simpler and easier, but it's challenging. And it is in the struggle that we grow. I am convinced of that. But do you want to start a new business? Do you want to apply for a job that you don't think you're really qualified for? Do you want to go to college? Do you want to change your major? Do you want to move somewhere new? There's a big one, right? That we often are so fearful of making a big life change like that, where we might not know anyone. We don't know what's in store for us. So we don't know what's behind closed door number one or closed door number two. And so we might decide to stay in our comfort zone. I will challenge you to ask yourself the question, when is the last time I did something for the first time? Because I know that doing hard things will make my life easier or simpler. What about making new friends? You know, that is something that we don't even consider to be a challenge to ourselves, to go out and make some new friends who are going to challenge us and make us better. And so that brings me to point number two. I will ask you or challenge you, are you designing your life with true intention? So who are the people you're spending your time with? Where are you spending your time? In what places? How are you spending your time? What are you doing? What activities are you choosing? What things are you spending your focus, your time, your resources, your money on? And are you designing your life with true intention? Or do you perhaps need to consider cutting some things, adding some things, changing some things in order to do some hard things that will ultimately make your life easier or simpler? And so what do I mean by designing your life with intention? Are we spending enough time really with ourselves in order to say, I am pursuing my particular mission? Or are we suffering from the hustle and or the comparisonitis that I feel is permeating what we do today? I don't want you comparing yourselves to what other people's lives look like or other people's decisions and how they're doing life and what they have. When we compare ourselves to others, it becomes easy to lose sight of how truly valuable you are. You, yourself, and your life and what you're doing. And not to mention that comparisonitis, and that is my own word. I don't think it's in the dictionary yet. I made it up. But comparisonitis leads us to a pretty negative attitude. So again, I go back and say, are we designing our life with intention and choosing who to spend our time with, how to spend our time, where to spend our time? And, you know, for instance, I will tell you that I have a prayer that I have said for a long time. And just this year, as I continue to design my life with intention, I've added a word to it. And that prayer for me is, Lord, guide my thoughts, my words, and my actions. And this year I added energy. So, Lord, guide my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my energy. Because I believe that if my thoughts, if I have control of those thoughts, my thoughts are leading to productive actions. If I have productive actions, then those words are leading, or those actions are leading to my energy. And I want to share positive, productive energy with the people that I get to interact with in the places that I am going and spending my time and sharing life with others. So again, design your life with intention. And sometimes you have to make difficult choices. So when is the last time you did something for the first time as it results or applies to designing your life with true intention? So think about that. Number three for me, so number one was learning, number two, designing your life with intention. Number three, how are you serving others? So think about that. Ask yourself, how am I serving others? And with no expectation of anything in return. That's really the purpose of service, right? Is that I want to ask you how you are serving others in some way. How are you sharing your gifts, your time, your talents, your treasures with other people in order to contribute to their life? That is how you start to really create purpose. And so I have to challenge myself in this way often. How am I serving others? And again, I think that comes back to a little bit of our hustle culture today. And one of the sayings that I try to remind myself is you have to go slow to go fast. If I am going to serve others, I have to be thoughtful about it. And is it that I am serving others selflessly or selfishly? Is it that I want something or am I creating purpose to serve others? Am I contributing to other people? Am I doing something hard, meaning giving up my time, my talent, my treasure with absolutely no expectation of something in return? So those are the ways, my friends, that I feel like we really need to be evaluating doing the hard things. Do you want to go to college? Go to college. Do you want to change majors? Change majors. Do you want to move somewhere new? Do it. But you are going to need to, number one, learn about yourself and others and be willing to figure things out. Number two, design your life with intention, because if you're going to do any of these things, you are going to need the right people in the right places in order to do them. So where do you need to cut, add, and change the parts and pieces of your life in order for you to do the hard things that is going to make your life easier and simpler? And number three, how are you serving others in order to achieve some purpose and fulfillment that is really driving you? So I want you to think about those three things. And as you consider when is the last time you did something for the first time, challenge yourself. Because I know that struggles grow us. And when we have to persevere through challenge and through struggles and through hard times or hard things, we come out of that being a better person. Now, one little disclaimer, if you will, there's always disclaimers at the end of commercials, I feel like anymore, but one little disclaimer is this journey is just that. It truly is a journey. We are not trying to get to some arbitrary finish line, right? So we are here to be fulfilled and to give and to learn and to serve others every day that we are here. And that is part of our journey. And so don't lose sight of that as you are making decisions and doing hard things. I will say, choose your hard, right? So choose to do some challenging things, but don't forget that it truly is not just about tomorrow or next week or achieving what it is you set out to achieve. It truly is about the journey and the process along the way. So for me, I know that starting Jody Speaks Life this year has been a lot of doing new things, challenging myself, persevering through the struggles. And I know that I can and I will and I do inspire and empower you to learn, to grow, and to do more than you think you can, so that you are finding your own inspiration, your own empowerment, and your own fulfillment. So I challenge you to do the hard things because doing hard things will make your life easier and simpler in the long run. So go learn something today. Go journal and figure out where you need to make some changes in order to design your life with true intention. And go serve someone today that you expect nothing from in return. And then think about, when is the last time you did something for the first time? So go do it. Thrivers, I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you back here same time next week. Hey, Thriver. I hope this episode inspired and empowered you to keep growing. If so, I'd be so grateful if you hit that share button and send it to your tribe so they can thrive too. And while you're there, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts so everyone can find the show. I love to know what keeps you listening, especially if I'm at the barn with you. I'll meet you back here same time next week. Cheers, Jody.